Thank you. And thank you, Deputy Director Harsha Singh, for your very, very helpful and enlightening remarks. It is a pleasure for me to be here this afternoon for the services workshop on e-commerce. This is already the second workshop on e-commerce organized this year by the WTO Secretariat. The first was in April, when the workshop on e-commerce development and small and medium-sized enterprises was organized under the auspices of the Committee on Trade and Development. That workshop was quite a success in highlighting some of the key challenges facing developing countries in their quest to make more use of e-commerce. The workshop showed that developed and developing countries share many of the same hurdles in e-commerce. Here I'm thinking about such issues as electronic signatures and authentication, electronic contracting, consumer protection, privacy and data protection, computer crime, taxation and customs duties, and intellectual property rights, especially in the area of trade in digital content. These e-commerce issues are now universal and apply to all countries, rich and poor, small or large. Let me briefly report on some of the main highlights of the two-day workshop organized by the CTD. There were four sessions, with the first featuring representatives from international organizations such as the ITU, UNCTAD, the ITC, and WIPO. The session focused on international developments and trends affecting e-commerce. The need for adequate infrastructure was seen as a key enabler for SMEs engaging in e-commerce, with broadband networks viewed as highly important. Wireless infrastructure was also discussed, especially in regard to Africa, where substantial gains have been realized in the last decade. The plight of least connected countries, or LCCs, came to the fore. These countries are losing ground rapidly and may need to be assisted quickly if they are to benefit at all from e-commerce in the medium term. The LCCs are in stark contrast with other countries on the African continent, which are now connecting to broadband cables laid on the east and west coasts of Africa. Such access has permitted numerous SMEs to recently link to the internet. Increasing the use of broadband as well as wireless networks require governments to allocate and regulate frequency spectrum to cope with the increased demand. Operators, too, need to upgrade their networks, and more must be done generally to adopt national or regional policies that further stimulate competition and private investment, especially in rural and remote areas. The use of private-public sector partnerships was also underlined as using creative solutions to achieving the goal of universal access to telecommunication infrastructure. A key hurdle in many developing countries remains the establishment of electronic payment systems and distribution networks to actually monitor and track and finally deliver the products purchased online. The mobile payment system M-Pesa in Kenya was seen as a prime example of how even the poorest segments of the population, without any bank accounts, could receive and spend mobile money. The rise of social media and group buying as a new channel for business was also raised. SMEs could piggyback on these networks for their business and could easily make use of them through new smartphones and tablets. New platforms were discussed, as was using new tools to create websites to engage in e-commerce. Many of these tools are free, or at least very cost competitive. The second session involved representatives from academia and civil society. A number of opportunities were identified for SMEs to benefit more from free e-commerce services, which allow SMEs to easily establish an online presence. But it was also emphasized that establishing a website, as comprehensive as it may not be enough for an SME to be successful in e-commerce. SMEs have to generate awareness for their products and services with potential clients. A user-friendly environment needs to be created online, and trust needs to be built. Furthermore, the sometimes complex operations and logistics side of the selling and delivery process have to be managed. Discussants agreed that many developing countries continue to suffer from inadequate policy and legal frameworks, from excessive bureaucracy and insufficient government support for SMEs. It was thought that trade promotion organizations could help guide exporters to build individual business-to-business stores as a way to help them promote their exports. The third session focused on the private sector and successful e-commerce ventures in developing countries. One such venture was in Bangladesh and was called My Country, My Village. This project tries to bring e-commerce to the rural sector by creating e-centers, in villages. Managed by local youth, the project allows rural citizens throughout Bangladesh to sell local products such as fresh produce or textiles on the internet. This model helps to reduce rural to urban migration and can be easily replicated all over the world. Another project was Mkazi, a mobile recruiting platform for blue-collar workers in Kenya. Projects like Mkazi were now possible in Kenya thanks to M-Pesa, which facilitates the online payment for goods and services. Also discussed were the many gaps for e-commerce and SME development in Africa, which may well be offset with the development of mobile solutions for the agriculture, fisheries, water sanitation, and food distribution sectors. In the agriculture and fisheries sector, for example, applications such as M-Agri services can help increase revenues for farmers. In the food distribution sector, a service called M-Shop was launched to address the problem of price increases of basic foodstuffs. By connecting local shops directly with producers, this service allows low-income urban families to get the lowest prices for their basic foodstuffs. A main point to come out of this private sector discussion was the need for governments to promote and create awareness about the digital society. Improving infrastructure was another area where governments could help the private sector. The presenters noted that the main problem with many governments in developing countries was the lack of information on how e-commerce actually works. This led to policies being defined without the use of actual data. In concluding the session, it was suggested that a very interesting overview of how the private sector was using e-commerce to help foster development in low-income countries was particularly useful. I believe, gentlemen and ladies, that seminar was a particularly important one for us, but without speaking a little bit about the public sector, I don't think that we would be complete. So let me speak about a little bit about the public sector session. And that was the final and fourth session and concerned the public sector aspect of e-commerce development. Reference was made to the opportunities that e-commerce provides to SMEs in developing countries, as well as the contribution that e-commerce can make to enhance development and alleviate poverty. And some of the main challenges facing developing countries' SMEs in using e-commerce were listed as including a lack of awareness and understanding of the value in e-commerce, a need for higher levels of ICT knowledge and skills, the cost of adopting new technology, etc., etc. It was also pointed out that network infrastructure is poorly developed in some countries and regions, which poses barriers to entry into e-commerce for SMEs. On the issue of regulation, it was suggested that one of the ways to support SMEs in developing countries was to encourage transparent regulation. Some perspectives on the postal network were also shared. The sheer size of the postal network was described, and in this regard, the potential of the network in supporting the inclusion of SMEs in e-commerce was emphasized. This session, as well as the workshop as a whole, recognized that the particular characteristics of each country had to be taken into account when assessing the kinds of initiatives or actions needed to improve access to e-commerce. And at the same time, the need for countries and international organizations to exchange ideas and generally to cooperate on various ICT-related issues was emphasized. This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes my report on the workshop on e-commerce development and SMEs held on the 8th and 9th of April, 2013. I thank you.